So do you think a lot of women in particular who struggle with PTSD have difficulty in not the relationship with their children, but the relationship with their husbands, their parents, the other people close to them in their lives?
Oh, yeah. Definitely with your spouse. It is hard. Especially when you've been injured like I have too. It's like they'll never understand you because they can't.
So how do you handle it? Do you talk to your husband, Gabe, about what you're feeling?
I do, but he doesn't get it. Nope, it's like if they've never experienced it, they'll never get it, you know? And I've talked to several Vietnam veterans that are married and, you know, their wives, and it's the same thing. They will never get it. It just won't happen. I don't know.
So are you getting any counseling to try to deal with it?
I have. You know, all they tell you is to open up and talk to them. I mean, I do. I talk to him. But it's like talking to a brick wall, because everything you're saying to them, they don't know what to say because they don't know.
Well, Dr. Bridget Cantrell wrote in her book that if you're married, this was an advice for husbands at home, if you're married, or wives, whoever's waiting, when the person returns, start a dating relationship. Go back to go. Do not expect to return to what was. Alicia, you used the word boyfriend, and I'm wondering if this is a guy you met after you returned, and if you think that makes it easier to establish an easier relationship.
Not someone that knew me before, but I don't think it makes it any easier, just because there are all those issues. There's all these things that he doesn't understand, and he won't understand, and I try and understand that he doesn't understand why I act the way I do sometimes and why I react the way I do sometimes. But at the same time, you try and tell them that it's not really them, and it sounds so cliche, that whole girl line, it's not you, it's me, where in this case it really is not you, it's me.